I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
Today we're cooking up crab cakes on the Kamado Joe Classic 2.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 41 of Cooking with Fire. Today we're tackling one of my favorite dishes, crab cakes.
Crab cakes are popular coast to coast these days, and you can find them just about anywhere, from dive bars to Michelin-starred restaurants, and it's easy to see why. When done right, they are one of the most delicious dishes you can make.
But it wasn't that long ago that crab cakes were only popular within families who lived in New England, the southern coast of Louisiana, and the Pacific Northwest. Crabs were once thought to be a dangerous and difficult crustacean to fish for, as their claws were sharp and they were aggressive when provoked. Crabs that ended up in the nets of local fishermen were tossed aside until the main haul was dealt with.
But as with most things, the good outweighed the bad, and fishermen decided that they could find an efficient way to fish for crab to satiate the local appetite for them.
But crab recipes were mostly passed down within families, and local restaurants fought to keep their recipes a secret. That is until Crosby Gage released the New York World's Fair Cookbook in 1930. Within the book is the first reference to the term crab cake.
Couple this recipe with the fact that shipping foods from coast to coast was becoming cheap and easy, crab cakes soon became a standard dish in restaurants throughout the U.S. But these cakes were always either fried or broiled, and we all know that foods cooked on the grill are superior.
So let's cut out to Chef Tom in the ATBBQ.com teaching kitchen and get started on today's recipe, a simple grilled crab cake.
Well, to kick off our crab cake recipe, we're going to start by softening some green onions and some garlic in a skillet. So I'm just gonna put down about a tablespoon of olive oil, and then we'll get our green onions and our garlic into the skillet. Got a little sizzle, nice hot skillet, not too hot. We don't wanna scorch the garlic, but we're just gonna give this probably about 2 minutes. And that's gonna cook out some of that intense raw garlic flavor and do the same thing with the green onions. Oh, super aromatic right off the bat. I love that. All right, I'm gonna come back and kind of stir this as we work. But what I wanna do is start to put together the actual crab cake mixture while this is softening up. So we're gonna start with 1 pound of wild caught crab meat. I'm gonna add to that about 3/4 cup of panko. These are coarse bread crumbs. 1/4 cup of Parmesan cheese. 1/3 cup of roasted piquillo peppers, and you guys can buy these just at the grocery store. They're really tasty, nice sweet pepper, bright, beautiful flavor, which is always good too. Then we've got 2 large eggs. This is gonna help bind stuff together, and 1/4 cup of mayonnaise. Now a couple last finishing flavoring agents here. We're gonna add 1 tablespoon of stone ground or whole grain mustard, and then a little bit of steak rub. And I've chosen steak rub because I really want some garlic to come out, some of the pepperiness, and of course we need some salt. This particular rub I'm using is called Grunt Rub, and it's got a great garlic flavor to it, as well as some of those other flavors we talked about. And I'm gonna go for about 1 tablespoon of seasoning. We can always adjust that later. All right, so back to our skillet. The green onions are softening nicely. Probably been about 2 minutes now, so we could go ahead and pull these off. Now everything we're doing today, cooking-wise, you can do on your grill. You can do it in a skillet or on a griddle, but cast iron is gonna work great to give us a really beautiful crust on the outside of these crab cakes. All right, so green onions and garlic going into the mixing bowl with the rest of the ingredients. And I'm just gonna get my hands dirty now. I'm actually gonna grab some gloves. You could do this with a spatula if you want, but I found that you can be more thorough if you actually get your hands in there and really work everything around. Now the great thing about this crab cake recipe is that it is crab heavy. One of the things I hate when I go to eat a crab cake somewhere like at a restaurant is when I bite into the crab cake and realize that it's mostly breadcrumbs or there's a lot of filler. In this case, tons of crab and just the right amount of flavoring agents. All right, everything's well incorporated now, so I'm gonna start to portion these out into individual crab cakes. All right, so we're gonna go for 4-ounce portions, which happens to be just about 1/2 cup each. So volume-wise, if you just want to dig in there with a half cup, that'll work. What I'd recommend doing is getting a sheet pan. You're going to want to put some parchment paper on your sheet pan. All right, so you grab your parchment paper, and what we're going to do is take these 4-ounce portions, turn them out onto the sheet pan, and leave them just like that. And we're going to go through the entire batch here, and once these are all portioned out, I'm going to stick this in the refrigerator for about half an hour. And this is just going to allow the crab cake to hold together better, so that when we go to dredge this, which is going to be the next step, everything's going to be nice and firm and hold together. I'm going to throw these into the fridge, and we'll be back to continue the process in 30 minutes. All right, now that these are chilled down and firmed up, I'm pressing out our crab cakes so that they're about, I'd say like 1/2 to 3/4 inch thick, probably about 3 to 4 inches across. And what we're gonna do next is run these through a little bit of a dredge. And it's really simple. There's not much to it. Just, we're gonna put down 3/4 cup of panko breadcrumbs, 1/4 cup of grated Parmesan, and then just about a teaspoon of that same steak rub that we used earlier. So this is just gonna add a little bit of extra crunch to the outside. So I'm putting this in a nice shallow container so that what I can do is just dip this crab cake in here. I'll give it a light press, flip it over, do the same thing to the other side. So I'm gonna repeat this process with all 7 of these crab cakes. And meanwhile, while you guys listen to me press these crab cakes in, what's going on outside is our Kamado Joe, our charcoal grill, is lit. It's running about 400 degrees right now. We want it to be pretty hot, and we're going to have it over direct coals. I've also got a 12-inch Lodge skillet in there that's preheating, so it'll be nice and hot. Because what we're looking to do is get a really good crust on the outside of these. Now, the crab is already cooked. In fact, everything in this is cooked except for the eggs. So we do want to bring up the temperature internally to about 150 degrees just to make sure that everything is safe to eat. And we shouldn't have any problem doing that as we achieve a nice crust on these. Again, these aren't like frozen. They've been in the fridge for half an hour or so, but they're not super cold, just cold enough to stay firm as we cook these in the griddle. All right, so our crab cakes are done. I'm gonna head outside and we're gonna start frying these things off. Now, like I said, our pan's nice and hot. I am going to put down a little bit of olive oil. We'll say probably about 3 tablespoons in this 12-inch skillet. Let that get nice and hot. And then just working in batches, we should be able to get 3 or 4 of these crab cakes in the skillet at a time. We're gonna go ahead and get these in the hot oil and get a good crust going. All right, it's been about 3 minutes since we got these in the skillet. I'm checking for color now. Oh, beautiful brown crust on that first side. Now, I wouldn't follow the clock to a T. You're just gonna follow the color and how this is progressing. But in this instance, it's taken about 3 minutes to get a nice crust on the crab cake. So we're now gonna flip these over and do the same thing on the opposite side. All right, so we're 6 minutes into this cook just to see what the internal temperature is at. I'm probing it now and finding we're at about 150, 155. So we're good there. Take a peek at the bottom side. Beautifully crusted. These are ready to come off. I'm gonna do another round of these and they'll be ready to serve. I would definitely recommend finding something like a nice aioli, maybe something with a little mustard in it, some garlic, even a little tang of lemon would be really great. But a nice aioli sauce always goes great with these crab cakes.
That does it for today's episode. Let us know if you cook this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as Chef Tom and I have a chat about his experience cooking at the South Beach Wine and Food Festival, which kicks off the day before this podcast drops.